saying something else, says ABC's Raina Roy.
The FBI also getting involved here, saying less than 100 of 5,000 tips required further investigation. Federal officials reaffirming there is no obvious threat or criminal activity, but also admitting there are drones flying over New Jersey that cannot be identified, and calling the public response a slight overreaction.
President Biden spoke with South Korea's acting president, that country in a political crisis after voting to oust the president over his decision to declare martial law. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. has been in touch with the rebel group that ousted Syria's leader, even though the U.S. has designated that group a terror organization. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Even though it's illegal under state law, more Wisconsinites are getting abortion care through telemedicine. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
An 1800s Wisconsin law caused a temporary statewide ban on abortion services after Roe v. Wade was overturned in 2022. But Jenny Higgins with the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Collaborative for Reproductive Equity says even after the ban was lifted in 2023, demand for abortion pills in Wisconsin remained high.
Suggesting that even when brick and mortar facilities are offering abortion care in our state, telehealth abortion still is a really important service that many people in our state are taking advantage of through these Shield laws.
There have been about 130 orders for abortion pills per month made through Shield Law providers since July of 2023, according to WeCount data. There have also been reports of stockpiling nationwide since the election. With only 4 abortion clinics statewide, 96% of Wisconsin counties don't have an abortion provider, and about 70% of Wisconsinites of reproductive age live in a county without an abortion clinic. Higgins says while Shield Law clinicians provide critical and affordable care to Wisconsinites who grapple with numerous restrictions to abortion, attempts to criminalize both providers and patients are expected, with Black and brown patients at the highest risk.
We know historically that Black and brown women are the most likely to be criminalized during pregnancy, whether that pregnancy is ending in abortion or birth. And so I think we need to pay great attention to the ways in which some of the pregnant people with the least social power could be putting themselves at risk.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
It's the Packers and the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL Sunday Night Football. The Packers and the Seahawks tonight in Seattle. I asked Packers safety Xavier McKinney if he's ever faced quarterback Geno Smith at Lumen Field.
Yeah, I've gone against him before, you know, regardless of, you know, the things that they've been through. And even in his career, he's been through a lot of things and still been able to overcome a lot.
College basketball, a shocker. Number 6 ranked Marquette losing to Dayton, 71-63. The Badgers snapped their 3-game losing streak with a win over the Butler Bulldogs, 83-74. At the NBA Cup in Vegas, the Bucks are headed to the finals after beating the Hawks 110-102. Giannis with 32 points. Damian Lillard added 25.
You out there with a guy like Giannis who's going to draw a lot of attention when he's getting downhill. So it's really no reason for me to force the action. You know, it came back around.
The Bucks face the Thunder Tuesday night in the finals. Game time 7:30. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Areas of fog will give way to cloudy skies today and a light south breeze at highs in the upper 30s. Tonight, the clouds stay put and our temperatures don't budge a whole lot, mid-30s by early Monday morning. Clouds and breezy winds Monday, highs near 40. Currently 35 degrees.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money
with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Join me next time for Motown Monday. We'll start the countdown to the holidays, react to the news from the weekend, and end the show with the Pollard Trickster of the Day. Don't miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
The music of the stars is on the air. Good morning, everybody. Be on the air till high noon today. I'm Lou Regani, your host on the Civic Media Radio Network. The music of the stars now since, 1992. Wow. What am I wowing about? Passage of time, but then Christmas means a passage of time, doesn't it? It celebrates, if indeed that's the word, the passage of time. Does that sound scary to you? That phrase kind of does. But then look at the bright side, literally. Next week, the days start getting lighter again. Not by much, of course, but I'll take it. This is really a kind of time of the year when you sit back and think, what have I done? And Christmas is past. Oh, but it's all fun. It's a gift, right? But it's a kind of gift that's no good unless you give it away. Merry Christmas, everybody. The music of the stars. Tony Bennett.
All I want for Christmas is you. You're the gift that made my dreams all come true. All I need for Christmas is here. Finding every sweet surprise wrapped up in your eyes, waiting there for me underneath the tree. We'll spend the day exchanging kisses, smile. Christmas, this is. Long before the snowflakes appear, without bells or mistletoe tinsel silver glow, you just look at me and oh, Christmas is here.
It's called Basie with Tony, the music of the stars. Say, Bing had a hit with that originally. That's actually used from a couple of movies. The best known one was Love Actually. And here's Bing.
You're all I want for Christmas. Christmas and dreams come true.
Come true.
Then I'll awake on Christmas morning and find my stocking filled with you. Anytime that I'm with you,
you're all I want for Christmas, and if
Crosby there on his label Decca with the Ken Lane Singers, Victor Young in the orchestra. Victor never got an Oscar for all those great movies he scored. Well, all right, let me rephrase that. He never got an Oscar for all his great soundtrack music for the movies he scored. See, there's a difference in... And that's not true either. He did get an Oscar, but it was posthumous. And the picture was Around the World in 80 Days. 1957. Nice tune. Glenn Moore wrote the lyrics and Seeger Ellis did the music. We've got a salute for Mr. Ray Anthony. Ray Anthony, still around after all these decades. God bless him and a Merry Christmas, his style.
My Christmas under the mistletoe, in the afterglow, a cottage small upon a hill, the snowflakes fall, the air is still, and we are alone together, my love, with my Christmas dream. Christmas Eve will belong to us, not a soul. As we sit by the fireplace, we need no one to share my Christmas dream. Is meant for three, the Christmas tree and you and me, the ornaments glistening, the night wind listening to my Christmas dream, my Christmas dream. My Christmas dream.
Ray Anthony and the Orchestra from his Dream Dancing Christmas album. Ray's got a birthday coming down January 20th. He'll be 103. Last living member of the Glenn Miller Orchestra. I'll be on the air New Year's Eve with you. Well, I'll be with you if you listen. And I hope you do. It's 7 o'clock p.m. Christmas, New Year's Eve, all the way till 1 o'clock the next year. It's the music of the stars.
Although it's been said, said many times, many ways. Merry
was Mel Torme, who wrote that along with Bob Wells, 1948 on a hot Beverly Hills afternoon. That was Ray Anthony and Mel working with Ray. Mel had a lot. Well, let me play some more Ray Anthony with Mel Torme. What do you say? On the Music of the Stars and Johnny Mathis. The King's Singers, those were six guys. They know how to put a song together.
Christmas Day is here and so are we. Time for children and presents and Christmas tree happiness. Christmas Day is all that it should be, lights and carols and holly and all kinds of loveliness. Christmas bells
ringing out goodwill to men
and peace on earth,
everything they taught you when you were a child.
The thing a year. Learn to give, try to live each day like Christmas Day.
That was a request. Well done. Patty, Maxine, and Laverne Andrews.
While angels are shining the stars Christmas Eve, a sweet little angel takes heavenly leave. She likes to help Santa Claus dress up the tree. So next Christmas morning, look up and you see sweet Angie, the Christmas tree angel. Of the tippy-tippy-top of the tree. dressed up in stardust and tinsel. Have a very, very merry, merry Christmas, says she. She colors the lights and she sprinkles the snow. She hangs up the holly and bright mistletoe. The loveliest angel you ever have met. She makes Christmas one day we never forget. Sweet Angie, the Christmas tree angel. On the top of the tippy-tippy top of the tree. All dressed up in stardust and tinsel. Have a very, very merry, merry Christmas, says she. When Santa has filled all the stockings with toys and left all his gifts for the good girls and boys, sweet Angie is busy till dawn starts to break, arranging the toys till the children awake. Then with the morning a smile on her face, when Angie has put all the toys in their place, the next thing you know, softly laughing with glee, sweet Angie returns to the top of the tree. Sweet Angie, the Christmas tree angel. On the top of the tippy-tippy top of the tree. All dressed up in stardust and tinsel. Have a very, very merry, merry Christmas, says she. On the top of the tippy-tippy top of the tree. Have a very, very merry, merry Christmas, says she.
Odd Andrews, huh? Music, Milwaukee style. Tell you about it in a second. Thank you. That's off on 1941, 78 RPM. Shellac record. He wrote that, and it was his big band's theme. Snowfall by Claude Thornhill from Milwaukee. And Tony Bennett, they worked together since 57. The Music of the Star, the Civic Media Radio Network. Jack and Jill.
It's freezing. Freezing. Wind chill is 20 below. Whole town is under the snow. Mercury's falling. It just won't quit. What are you doing out in it? Come inside, love, into the warmth. It's freezing. Inside is where you should be. Don't try to argue with
to disagree. Walk in and set me free from this yearning. Come inside, love.
Jill Jensen of Elmwood Park and hubby Jack Grassalon. Guitar recorded in their home studio, just like Les Paul and Mary Ford used to do. They had a better sound, they said. Beginning of December's, is that the right plural? Beginnings of December, there. They have home concerts. Just finished. They live near an abandoned railroad track. The North Shore Line ran between Milwaukee and Chicago for all the Lakeshore communities. And today it's a forested bike trail. And it had snowed, as it did last week, and they noticed it was great for making snowballs. I guess not all snow is. I haven't done that for a while. So pretty soon, it became a snowman, a full-size, life-sized snowman and snow lady. But it still exists in photographs. Jack ran home nearby to get a camera. And Jill made sure that nobody would touch Mr. and Mrs. Snowman. Assuming, of course, they were Mr. and Mrs. But a neighbor took pictures. Stuff like that you don't forget. By the way, that snow couple, still there. A couple of little saplings that grew up right on the spot. Isn't that something? It's a nice story. The music of the stars. Sounds like it's melting already.
I'll ring and the horns all blow, and the couples we know are fondly kissing. Will I be with you? Or will I be among the missing? Maybe it's much too early in the game, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve, I wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight. When it's exactly 12 o'clock at night, welcoming in the new I'd ever be the one you chose out of a thousand invitations you'll receive. Ah, but in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve.
Frank Lesser's music. Tell you what I'm doing, I'll be here with you from 7 o'clock Central till 1.
Suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of a thousand invitations you receive. Ah, but in case stand one little chance, well, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve. Doing New Year's.
That's Katie Ernst with the Pete Elling Big Band. Jim Guy Loretto on sax. The music of the stars.
Soft, listen to the warm. The night is almost gone. We can listen to the warm. Touch the fingers of the dawn till the edge of dawn. We can listen to the warm. With love, it's either famine or a feast. You've got to learn to smile at least and store up pleasures for that rainy. Love goes away, then soft. Listen to the warm. Now the night is gone. We can listen to the warm.
Music of the Stars. That's Rod McKuhn, once called America's Poet Laureate. Worked with Anita Kerr in the orchestra and singers. Henry Mancini. Warm Up. Well, that's the title. Our Torch Hour. Music of the Star. CBS News, briefly. Another 5 minutes. I'll be on the air with you on New Year's Eve, 7 o'clock Central till 1 o'clock. Right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're worldwide at civicmedia.us.
Thank you.
the sleet and snow. This heart that glows like an ember longs to be loved just by you. If it could be so, then you'd keep me so warm in December too.
Stand by for news now on the Columbia Broadcasting System. Good morning, all our stations. Madison, WMDX. Milwaukee area, WAUK. Nakusa, WIRI. Wisconsin Rapids, WFHR. Richland Center, news from the center, WRCE. And WRCO. Amory, WLAK. Oshkosh, WISS. WSCM, St. Croix County. Green Bay, WCBW.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. State and local officials in the Northeast continue to call for more information from the federal government about drone sightings overhead. Officials from a wide range of agencies told reporters Saturday less than 100 of 5,000 tips about drones required further investigation. ABC's Phil Lipoff has more.
New York's Mayor Eric Adams saying his team is taking the reports of drones in the region seriously.
We're getting ready to look into some new innovative ways of, if need be, to take down drones with the proper permission from the FAA.
And New York's Governor Kathy Hochul saying this has gone too far.
President Biden spoke with South Korea's acting president. The country's in political crisis after the parliament voted to impeach the sitting prime minister over his decision to briefly impose martial law. And San Francisco under a tornado warning Saturday for the first time on record. No tornadoes there, but there was one north of Santa Cruz. This is ABC News.